By the way, even if he was black, and I'm not saying that couldn't happen to a black guy, but he would say, like, and by the way, I'm black, and this, I did not expect this to happen to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he said, and by the way, I'm black. Actually, yeah. Anyone writing in for the arrest stories, for the arresting content, at the very, very end, don't tell us at the very, very end if it's
reveal
a thing
your
law, reveal your race, please, because that does it talks it says a lot about the story. So, J-A-R-R-E-D, gotta be white.
Yes,
just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flapping the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
Hello, everybody. And welcome. Oh, my God. To Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast. I'm Ari Shaffir. On today's episode, I'm a moron. On today, should I try it? New equipment. On today's episode, my old friend Steve Renazzisi comes in. And we're going to do one of those public Patreons. This is the stuff I do on Patreon. I'm going to do these about once a month, as I told you. Where it's just like the patrons writing questions on a variety of different subjects. Like general mailbag, arrest stories, or sex and dating advice. Well, that one's called Dear Ari. The arresting content is the trouble with the law stories. And then just mailbag is the regular one. I also do some other stuff on my Patreon. Like any of those fucking tour photoshops that are just too out there. The Suck My Herpes tour, which is just a picture of a hard cock with herpes scars shaped like my face. Shit like that I'll put up there. Also travel stories I call plogs. Crazy pictures from my weird travels that... Anyway, go to patreon.com/AriShaffir for that. So, today I got my old pal Steve Renazzisi from What's the Odds, Steve? No, What's the Odds podcast? Steve Renazzisi, also from The League. He played Kevin on The League. I've known him, he's one of my best friends in all of comedy. I've known him for 20 years. We were door guys together at the Comedy Store. Unpassed, not paid regulars together. At the Comedy Store. Oh, fuck. When times were fucking great. Oh, fuck. Oh. And on this one, we ended up doing a fucking... Oh, shit. Oh, there's a little ledge. Oh. For the listeners, I'm in a pool. I'm trying to do this from a pool. Oh, my God. I love the summertime. Guys, my tour... The Ari Shaffir Suck My Herpes Tour is headed to Providence. I think we added a sixth show. I think they might all be sold out. I think the sixth show has, I don't know. There might be a couple tickets left. So hurry up if you want to come to Providence. Then Pittsburgh with Big J Oakerson on August 29th. Just the two of us. We added a second show there. Then Nashville, September 11th weekend. Followed by two gigs in Central Washington. I'm sorry, Tacoma, Washington, Spokane. Then, oh, fucking shit. Whew. Then some Florida gigs after Skankfest. Don't forget, Shroomfest is coming, you guys. August 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Shroomfest. If you don't know about Shroomfest, all you gotta do is take mushrooms. I've done it with Steve before. I've done it with lots of people. It's wherever you are. It's kind of like Christmas. Take mushrooms. It's a great excuse. If you want to get a Shroomfest shirt, order them now. And guys, no podcast next week, okay? So I'm going to instead, on YouTube, if you go to youtube.com/AriShaffir, it'll be my very first special is on there. Passive Aggressive. For the first time available on YouTube. That's what we're putting up next week. I'm going to put more and more stand-up on youtube.com/AriShaffir. So check that out. We're going to start the episode. I want to tell you about one thing. Before I do, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com, everybody. It's online therapy, and it's really, really interesting. So a lot of times people don't do therapists because they can't afford it, because they're afraid of the stigma. They're afraid of going down and sitting in a waiting room. And BetterHelp.com has figured out a lot of these fixes. They'll match you with someone who has an expertise level that might not even be available in your area. It's not a crisis line, BetterHelp. It's therapy. It's online therapy. They have financial aid available if you need it. I know a lot of my fans are drug addicts and poverty-stricken losers. And they can help you out. BetterHelp. There's got to be poison ivy here. This was a mistake to do this. Sponsorship read in the woods. You got to get clear, everybody. With COVID, with fucking all the crazy shit that's happening, everybody's losing a little bit. It's normal. I have multiple friends who are literally losing it. And it's not abnormal in this environment. And so you need a little bit of help. And there's nothing wrong with therapy. If there's a stigma attached to it still for you, you got to get over that. And BetterHelp can help you. They really can. They'll match you with somebody. You can write. You can do it over video. You can do it over phone. And if you use BetterHelp.com/Ari, they'll get 10% off your first month. My buddy is using my code right now, and she's gotten her happiness back. I'm telling you, she was way down under this. Mental illness is like a real thing. And it doesn't have to be massive depression. It doesn't have to be social anxiety. It could just be like getting you back a little bit. I'm telling you, it's the best thing you're going to do for your mental health. This is my favorite sponsor because this is shit I would tell you about even if they weren't paying me. Actually, I would tell you don't tell the BetterHelp people that because then they will not be paying me anymore. But go out and get help. So you can also write in and say if you have like through the week, you know, if you have like questions or if you have thoughts, you can write in. It's like this like form that you can write into it, and it just saves all your questions and they can get to it if you have like deeper questions. And a lot of times they'll pair you up with somebody who's not even available in your area. My friend is someone who specializes in military people. I think she's in Texas and my buddy's in New York. So you're able to find people like that. BetterHelp.com/Ari, 10% off your first month. Do something, you guys. Try it, for real. If you're feeling like a little less happy than you should be, try it. Try BetterHelp.com. Give it a go. And if you don't like it, stop. You know, you can always do that. It's something nice for yourself, though. For real. It'll get you thinking and feeling back to the way you used to be. And that's what you want. So I'm Ari Shaffir. That's my sponsorship read. Back to the intro.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Thanks, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. Oh, fuck shit. Oh, my God. Guys, let's start the episode, I'd say. Oh, my God. Please do me a favor. And hit subscribe. So you can be notified of tons of new podcasts coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, my shit. Hit subscribe. Follow me on Instagram for all the fucking tour dates. Instagram.com/Ari Shaffir. Oh, fuck. Go to my YouTube, youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. Patreon, patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. And you'll see many more of these Patreons, just like this one. Audio only, but I do it from the road, from green rooms. I just had Sal Volcano on a couple weeks ago. Sean O'Connor, Justin Silver. We did a dating and relationship one. And that's it, you guys. Fun episode with Ren Azizi right now. What were the two questions? It was about... Okay, well, that'll be part of the title. You'll figure out what the title is in a minute. But ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank. Episode 430, what is it, 4? 434, 16 more till Danish O'Neill. 434, with Steve Ren Azizi. Starts now.
White wine, she's so dark. White wine, she makes a mark. White wine.
explain it further?
So, Eskimo Brothers.
Because what?
Because apparently, you know, ice fishermen, they ice fish. Yeah. So they dig one hole and everybody puts their pole into the one hole. Into so if you've been hole. Into the hole before, you're Eskimo Brothers.
I thought it was because there was only like, for whatever reason, oh, I realize this is wrong now. But for whatever reason, they had less women Eskimos than men. So they were like, there was like one woman for, I thought it was kind of like
you're
Alaska.
You're just linking that to Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska, where there's all these like, not refugees, but runaways that go up there, men mostly, running away from the law or whatever. Crime. So it was like, so it's like there's so few women that like, yeah, everybody's fucked the same people.
They do. That is true. Me and, what's his name? Me and Ingram did that gig up there, whatever that gig was.
The Witch Head?
Ingram, yeah, the Witch Head.
Yeah.
And some girl like was hitting on Ingram. And he was like, kind of like just, you know, talking to her a little bit. And then like eight guys came over. And hey, they're like, that's my girlfriend. And like wanted to beat him to a pulp.
Really?
It was almost like, look, there's so few of these around. We cannot let these fucking guys fly in and take be our, like, take, like, but even for one night.
They saw, when we went, all the women were like, ooh, fresh meat.
Yes.
Because it's like, they've also fucked all, there's not that many, there's more men, but there's not that many men.
Yeah, it's not like there's like eight George Clooney's walking around.
Or Anchorage ain't a massive city.
Yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay. Can you see them?
I trust them. I set them up ahead of time. I trust them.
I know, but like, what made you go over and change that?
I saw it tilted a little.
Okay.
And so it's like, I gotta, because no one was sitting in the seat when I turned it on.
But it may have been perfect, and now it might be.
It may have been perfect. So that technique that you just saw, is wrong. What I should have done is like, hey, Steve, sit in this for me. Or I should have recorded a second, see me, and then like,
Or it requires like two people sitting here and just kind of looking at the angles and what it looks like beforehand.
Yeah.
But, you know, look.
I recorded with Eleanor. I mean, that'll be out in August. But like that angle, I went to turn it off and I'm like, it never started. So I didn't have me at all. We had these dark things about Brody and we'll only have a double shot. And Eleanor's also was off her. So she was halfway on and then like lots of extra space on one side.
Yeah.
And then I adjusted that like an hour into
it. It's got to be super infuriating to the people that watch because they're so close to like what they can see. And then it's also like it's on the edges, but it probably is what draws them to you. Because they're like,
the
DIY trying so hard to get us what we want, but yet not giving us exactly
the underdog.
What we want.
I'm not good at this.
No, but I will say, I was talking to Biddlecombe, you're killing the social media game right now with having these savages make posters for you. And then you get all the benefit of reap the... I'm sure you pay these people. You do, right?
What, the
ones you use?
No, I give them credit. it's like for someone who's married to a half Jew, you would think you would know more about.
I know, but you're very philanthropic when it comes to like doing things. Like, nobody pays anyone to do podcasts, and you it's like one of your things that you wanted. But like,
I pay.
Yeah,
but that's why I ask you specific. Can you do this? So if I ask like that Torelli guy, I'm like, hey, can you do a Photoshop for the? It's like him. I'll pay. Yeah. It's like, hey, can you? When I used to do the main Photoshop for the episode, but if it's just throwing it up on Instagram, there's a new one every day.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, dude. I'm just saying, like, you're getting a ton of traction out of
Please cut all this out, Marissa. Please cut all this out.
It probably shouldn't be cut. You can cut it out if you want to, but you know where you live. You know where your heart is. You know you should leave it in. It doesn't matter. You can do what you want with it, but you know what's right. Man of the people, Ari Shaffir.
I am a man of the people.
You always have been, but perhaps things are changing.
No, this is a different thing. This is whatever.
I mean, it's been hundreds of posters.
I'll
people
send
have
them
made
all five
you.
Bucks. I'll send them each $5.
Just the ones you use, maybe.
It's going to be 100 of them.
Let me tell you something. Some of these have been so profane, and I'm not really. Like, I'm not one that's like take. But some of them are so horrible that I wouldn't want to be. I would submit them blindly, and like I don't want credit. I don't want anyone knowing that this came out of my mind.
Oh, yeah. Some people are like, hey, don't credit me on this.
Yeah, please don't credit me.
The one, I'll say it, but I won't say it. Like, the people are like, which ones of these tour photoshops have you not used? There was one, it was just me. It's always me as somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Me, almost always. Me as Derek Chauvin, whatever.
Yeah.
With the knee, all you see is the neck and the knee down. And it's like, I can't breathe tour. It was bad. It made me go like, oh. And that one, also one of them, somebody's like, absolutely do not, I have a life, you cannot include me on this, I'll make it for you, but don't.
But you cannot ruin me. Is it weird that you paid that one guy that did the Chauvin one, and that's the only guy you paid?
If I don't use it because it's too much, I'll pay you.
Like, look, I'm going to give you $100 to make sure you never tell anyone you sent this to me.
Yeah, where the fuck is this goddamn...
What are you looking for? Questions or your fan?
Yeah, I have a post on Patreon. Guys, if you don't know, that you could... It's a post. It's linked to the top of my page. How do I get to my page? Do you have Patreon?
Yeah, you just got to click on your face usually.
Click on my face.
Or your name.
Okay. So we're going to... The choices are three. General mailbag. No, but there's a isn't there a pin? Oh, here we go. Topic request. It's pinned to the top of my Patreon. Patreon.com/AriShaffir. And so there is the three different styles you can, the patrons can, and this is all from them, submit. It's either Dear Ari, sex, dating advice, or stories.
Okay.
You know, we've had stuff like, what do you do with a friend who doesn't like come around anymore because they're like with their girlfriend all the time, virginity stories, shit like that, you know, all sorts of stuff. Like actual advice or whatever. None of this is for you, specific. The arresting content, which is all like trouble with the law shit. Stories and advice, you know, how do you sneak shit into whatever, and then general mailbag, which is a wide range of topics.
Okay,
what do you want?
Oh, well, I get to choose.
You get to choose.
All right, well,
that's all going to depend on the Photoshop that Torelli makes.
Let's do I mean, okay,
I think I'm behind on paying him
without back. You probably are.
I probably am, yeah. Yeah,
I would say just based on, I want to do like the second one, the crimes and the
arresting content.
Yeah, let's see what's going on.
I asked let's Delia see how wild this, and I was like, you can either do arresting stories, you can do general or just general. Let's just do general for you. And I was like, let's arresting or general. But you, what did you say? Arrest.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to find, okay, here we go. From Jared.
All right.
I don't know where these are going, by the way. So anytime you want to weigh in, just weigh in.
Okay.
We're totally fine. Steve, by the way, has a great podcast called
What's
the Odds?
Yes.
You just do random crazy bets?
We do, yes, long-term bets, things like that.
What's the funnest bet you've done?
I'm still on the table, an ass-eating contest with Ari that we, I'm with Court, that when I beat him in golf, the winner has to eat the other one's ass on the 18th hole. That's how serious I am about beating him.
With the handicap? Oh, on this other bet. What's the bet?
Yes, the bet would be, and he hasn't accepted it because he won't take the terms.
I mean, that's a legit.
By the way, we just played each other,
yeah.
But it's a brutal, brutal story. He tripled the first holes, and he gave me four strokes, two on each side. So now he's down big time. He ends up, I'm end up tying him on the front.
Great, by the way, yeah.
Tying him on the front. I'm up by one stroke on the 17. I put one into the water. He puts one off the back. I chip in and for bogey. Chip on and in for bogey.
Wow.
He makes the fucking putt, the birdie putt. He takes the hole, up one, and then we tie on 18.
Oh, that's
funny. And he won by one. And I would have had to eat his ass.
But you've never beaten him.
No, but I came close. And now I know he'll never take that.
Straight bet?
I said straight bet.
That's crazy. You're as good as Court now?
No.
Oh, right. You've never beaten him.
No, but I read this book about gamblers and how they bet. You want to, even if you know you're not as good as someone, the only way to truly beat them is to make them so uncomfortable with the level of bet you've done.
That they play out of their
game. I'm like, I will eat your ass or you will have to eat my ass. On the 18th, right after. Like, no going in and showering, no nothing. Like, right there, tongue in the ass.
Oh, my God.
So look, it's not every week like that. Most times it's just like,
remember punch drunk bets?
Yes.
We had to do the hot dog up the ass.
I had to also help wax your asshole.
You helped to help wax my asshole?
Bleach it, yeah.
One of the things they pointed to when they dropped me off ATC, they were like, you had your butt out in front of people walking by. And I'm like, that's the show.
I thought it was one of the highlights.
That's the show. Dude, when people want to get rid of you, they'll find anything they can, and it's all there.
I got naked at the festival live,
shoving hot dogs
up my ass.
Our manager was like, "Dude, Ari, I wish I would have told you maybe
TV was there.
The TBS was there to see you." And I'm like, "So they're into it, right? So now they're into it more."
The hot dog eating contest—they
had to be frozen in a condom. Up a butt. The soft.
Tripoli was so disgusted. He was so adamant was about like what the way
it
was.
He paid it off. Yeah. So stop. He was like, enough.
It shouldn't be surprising he won't take the vaccine. He was very specific about the way the hot dog went into his asshole. I've never seen anyone bitch so much. I'm like, what's wrong with you? You're about to put a hot dog in your asshole, and you care about if it's cooked in, on the barbecue or boiled or...
He walked in the back
fucking hot dog shoved up his ass. Give me a break,
dude. It wasn't even a Nathan's.
Just a fucking, not even a Sabrettes.
Yeah, it was a fucking
gross, dude.
Key Foods.
Yeah, horrible brand. They just got him across the street like hot Phoenix hot dogs. Room temperature.
It was supposed to be frozen. We knew it should be frozen, thawed out for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
and then
so
put
it
up.
Had some sort of grip to it.
I mean, trying to get it up your asshole is like trying to shove a soft dick into a butt. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get it into a slut's pussy. Where you can fucking really shove it in there.
Like a gaping. Like the tent that won't fit into that bag. It comes in, you just start working it in from the sides. You're just like, all right, look, yeah. I got to get the majority.
I don't know, it's pretty
and
bad.
And then I'll use my knee to just hang, rip the rest of it in. I can't believe that that was part of it. I can't wait till they drop me and they're going to be like, we're going to, you know, all the, like, how many times I either bleached your asshole or got naked at the thing. It's like.
And then we had to do the porn.
The yeah, porn and was great. Act the porn
act
out.
Act out the porn.
Yeah.
I had so much fun writing that porn.
Do oh, my God.
Do we have it anywhere? We did it on ATC, on Punch Drunk. It's got to be an episode up there, right?
I think we did it for that episode.
Was it just on Patreon? We had to be nudity.
No, I remember you being very specific about filming. There was no filming. No filming. So I don't think anything's documented, to be honest.
Right. But at least the audio recording.
Someone should have it, I think. Yeah. Jesus,
I
hope so.
This guy's got kids. We can't fucking show it. People rubbing what is it? A sandwich, a chicken parm sandwich all over his chest.
By the way, those two guys that volunteered from the audience, yeah. They'll come to every one of my shows.
In Phoenix?
Yes, every time I'm there and we tongue kiss, like we always put our three tongues together. Like, it was the grossest thing ever because it's not necessarily your tongue touching. It's the 10 seconds before of all your breath coming together where your mouths are all open. It's like, yeah, that part. Like, and you're trying to time your breath to everyone else's so you're not like breathing in while the other two guys are breathing out. You're like, it's terrible, dude. A three-way man tongue kiss.
That script.
Unless you're
I
into
really
it.
I really had some fun writing that.
Yeah, it was hours, and I was like, oh God. All right, so I guess what do we got? This okay. Guy's name's Jared.
Jared got pulled over after a night of drinking and okay. Smoking, passing through a bad neighborhood. Cop said, "Have you been drinking?" I said no, which is, that's right away.
Right away.
100%.
Every time.
Never say yes. If they say it's going to be easier on you, if you fucking own up to it, do not believe that.
I had an actual attorney tell me, never take, especially if you have been drinking even a little, never take the breathalyzer.
Never.
Never. Never. You will go to jail, but you will have a much better chance of beating it later on.
Why?
Because if you take it there, it...
Nope, that would have come out. That would have come out solid, not even wet.
It would have blasted me. It would have blasted me. Oh my. Dude, do we have to pause this?
No, because we do not have to pause for farts.
Just I know not farts, but do we have to pause for an actual for bowel
dump.
Movement?
Yeah, no, that's gonna be an hour and a half pause.
No, I think it was like because chances are you will blow a positive test at the site, and then you're fucked. You don't get a redo after that. The right. More time it goes by, the better chances you are of not having a positive result come in. That's what I was told.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, let me try to like get yes. It down a little. And also, if it's between a 0.082 or 0.078, it's mm-hmm. The difference between losing your license and not.
If I haven't had any alcohol whatsoever, I think I would get like, yeah, absolutely. I think I would get like...
I'll take a blood test.
Yeah, whatever, yeah. Belligerent. Not belligerent, but like... You know, I would say, like, yeah, I'll take it. But if I've even had a
pig,
sip.
Fucking pig.
Yeah, go
cunt.
Ahead and test me. Yeah.
But, test me, you asshole.
But, yeah, I don't think you're supposed to if you've had any.
My dad said he used to, when he was a paratrooper in the Israeli army, they would sometimes you would jump out of the plane and it would be an automatic shoots, right? Where as soon as you jump out, it just pulls the cord for you. The plane yeah. Does. But you're dropping it, I don't know, high altitudes or low altitudes, I don't know. But, like, the rush of wind would knock people out unconscious.
Whoa.
So the parachute would go up, would open, because you don't have to rip yeah. The cord. But you get knocked out. So you're falling straight down pretty fast. You yeah. Have to like roll with those things. You know, you have to get down and like roll.
Tumble out.
Yeah. Like in Star Trek when fucking Captain Kirk would always get punched and just roll.
Just roll out. Yeah.
So they yell during training, like, show signs of life. Go like this so we know like you're okay. Because you're still just going down yeah. Straight. And there's no signs of life on this dude. So he's like, oh, fuck, he's out cold. Like, and he's going to come down and break, like, all this, because just straight
yeah,
legs,
just like,
crack,
yep.
Crack, you know? show signs of life, show signs of nothing. And then they're like, fucking get out the ambulance, get everything, the fire truck, try to like help. He's got to get him straight to the hospital. He's going to break everything. You can't catch him.
Mm-hmm.
Comes down, perfect roll.
And was he like, deaf?
What the fuck, dude? Why did you show signs? He goes, I was blinking like crazy.
Blinking? He's
punks, dude. They're so busy beating up Arabs that they were like, they got an attitude. Okay. So, yeah. So if you don't have, if you're not drinking, fucking be a cunt to the cops.
Yeah,
that's your chance.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're white, obviously, if you're white, obviously. Do not do that if you're black.
No, we don't know what Jared is thing. And we don't care, but yeah. These are just for white people.
It's not Gerard.
No.
It's Jared.
It's true.
Have you been smoking? I said, no. He said, then why are your eyes all red?
Time out. So now, I've never been pulled over for this sort of stuff, but if I had been smoking, which, you know, has happened.
It's happened.
I don't know if I would still say no, absolutely.
No, I've not been smoking.
Absolutely. Because I'm like, how are they prove that now?
Yeah. I said, no, how would they prove? Remember they were going to have a test.
What was the test?
It was a test to see like your Lycomes or something. Some shit Rogan would just know. I don't know, whatever it is, in your body. But yeah. Then the problem was like, dude, if that test would test if you smoked in the last 3 weeks. You would test.
That's
two
what
positive.
I'm saying.
So
that's
people are
not
like
fair.
That just means you can't smoke if you drive at all.
Yeah, it can't be because what if someone's tolerance is different than other people's tolerance? But if there is an actual test that they're going to actually, I mean, like if they're just going to take blood, and they're going to find THC.
Right.
So is that going to be the result?
Because it's like if you test, like, did you drink yesterday? Like, yeah. What does that do with it?
So
they have
I don't
to have
know.
A real test. The problem is, dude, now that it's getting legal in ever more places, people are like, well, you can drive on it. And it's like, no, just because alcohol is legal doesn't mean, like, I've driven high where I'm like, this is dangerous.
Yeah,
this is like I'm fighting to not fall asleep.
Yes,
I'm focusing on the road. I'm like, oh fuck.
Yep.
And like,
too baked.
This is bad.
Yeah, but I've also driven high where I'm like, oh, this is really kind of entertaining
fun.
And
yeah,
fun
absolutely.
And I'm looking around
on the way over
time.
Here it was great,
amazing,
and it wasn't that thing.
Yeah,
that, like,
but
I've also driven.
I don't know if there's like a rule that you, I mean, or a test that you're supposed to be able to take to know. Like, is it just the nose finger test? Because I could pass one of those.
A high?
High.
You would for sure pass it.
No problem.
There's no question.
So if that's going to be what my barrier is here, no problem. I'm done. I'm not. There's no way I'm telling you the truth.
It would be like, all right, tell me about a story from you from fourth grade. Then as you start saying it, if at any point you go, what was I talking about again?
It's like, yeah, that's true. Arrested. That would be different. You'd be like, wait.
This is a 3-minute story all the way through.
Yeah. And then what was the question I asked you to talk? You're like, whoa. I'd be like, I refuse my Fifth Amendment rights to just put the cuffs on me.
Dude, have you ever, in college and even after college, have you ever driven so drunk that you're like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I can tell you.
You're
on
a
the
punk
way,
when you're young.
Yeah, dude. Stupid. And wasn't even that young. Like beyond, I was at a premiere party and I drove.
For
to,
you or for someone
for
else?
For something else. And I drove just completely hammered. Completely hammered. And it was terrible.
Anything happen?
No.
No, that's good.
What? Oh, I thought, no. Okay. Marissa,
I might have shown ball there to make sure to edit that shot out. Yeah. Or go to a different angle if I showed ball. I'm not sure. Yeah.
It could have. Leave it in. Leave the ball. The ball
stays
in the
picture.
There
was one of my yogas with Ari's where it, like, there was a ball. Some people commented on it. I'm like, shit, I'm going to fucking take that down.
What's your garb for that? You don't wear underwear? It's that.
No, but some of the boxers, I have such long balls, and if it creeps up.
You don't wear boxer briefs like that's.
I tried
guys
to for
big
yoga
balls
with Ari.
Should have like. Yeah. You need a saddle for those things.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by Sheath Underwear and MeUndies. Either
I
or.
Wear Sheath.
Sheath are great.
I get the.
They really do nut hug you.
They do. Although I got it because I used the code Dylan Tim Dylan.
You used Tim Dylan.
Yeah, Tim Dylan Sheath code. But yeah, I do like the separation.
Yeah.
Because it's got the little pouch, but sometimes like. I don't like it's not, I'm not hanging that low and it just is like, I'd rather
I'll
it all be together.
I'll put my balls in and not my dick. They have a dick hole.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have the ball pouch. Yes. I'll be like, the ball pouch is enough.
Yeah. You just put your dick in the ball pouch.
If you're doing long hikes, it does help because the balls.
Yes. They won't swing together.
What's that?
The thing down the guy's offices.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the, yeah.
Do that with balls.
They just slant. Oh, God.
Picture it.
I mean, you can't get that much separation. There's only one.
You can't. Yeah, that's warm.
What if I put my balls next to yours or a same size heft and I started mine on mine
croquet yours.
And then croquet mine into yours and your right ball goes out. Your right ball goes out, comes back in? We can do that. We can do that.
Dude, I drove so drunk from a Stanhope show at King King to the store.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this was the time. I mean, I was just
King to the stores. Well, how
King
many
King
miles?
Was on Hollywood. You had a premiere party there once.
Yeah,
or an after party.
Yeah, something like that for the league. Yeah, one of the years.
It's like
2.5 miles. You should be able to do it.
Pre Uber, it's still like get a cab.
Yeah,
what are you doing? Leave your car there and get a cab. You're not thinking straight.
Oh, by the way, I guarantee you, Jared's going to jail. Just based on what I know right now.
Oh yeah, that's a good thing. Stop during mid story.
Jared is 100% going to end up going to jail.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
One time I was driving back from the Dresden, and they were closing up, and I was like, let me rush back to the store to get a drink.
Yeah.
Dresden with, what was the band that played there?
Oh, the old couple, right? They were like...
This actually goes against my code of not saying specific names of places.
Why do you say... Why, you don't want to sponsor them?
It's not that. It's like, it ruins it. We found the Dresden because it was like the cool thing to do when we were younger.
But it was also in Swingers. Swingers found the Dresden.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. It just kind of ruins. You just say I had this fun time in a bar. And it's like find your own bars. Yeah. Otherwise, people are going to whatever. There's no way they're still alive. Anyway, so rushing back to the store in front of the Saddle Ranch, a cab was stopped, and I was like texting without my glasses on, and I hit the stopped cab. I was so mad
at
him.
The perfect storm of disaster.
And I was so close to the store, and I was rushing home drunk to get another drink.
Did you smash into the car, the cab? You did. And what did they say?
I was like, why'd you stop in front of the Saddle? And they're trying not to slur. At some point, a cop pulls over. And oh, like, my. We're good. We're exchanging.
I thought it was like absolutely necessary to call a cop.
All the other cab drivers came out, started taking pictures on their flip phones.
Were you like, I'm guilty of whatever. You just let me go.
It's my fault.
Damn. You're lucky. Holy shit.
Could have been a baby crossing the street.
Yeah.
Or
kill that baby.
Could have been like cop pulled over. I'm like, oh, you're drunk, dude.
Fucking hammered. You're going to jail.
Yeah.
Oh God, dude. It sounded loose.
Oh, that's that ZD. That's
Christ.
Last night ZD coming back. Okay.
God Almighty.
Let's get back to Jared.
It's worse than the Yankees loss last night.
The Yankees loss.
I feel like
bad.
I'm tasting it.
Two in the ninth to tie it. Two in the tenth
Give
to
me
win
a
it.
Break and four wild pitches.
Who the fuck is Chrisky?
Dude, it's coming through the shirt. It's even worse through the shirt, I think. God damn. All right, now I'm back. Oof.
He said, have you been smoking? I said, no, Jared said. He said, then why are you eyes all red? You're idiot, Jared. Idiot. You is not the same as your fucking moron. Thanks for being a patron. You should have used that money for schooling. You dumb fucking dummy. Oh, I shouldn't curse. Sorry, this is AM. I said I was starting to work at 6 a.m. I said I was starting work at 6 a.m. early. I believe. So that's what he said to the cop.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I always have an excuse. I'm a comic. I've been traveling a lot.
When I was working at the North Hill Services, University of Maryland, people ask you for covers. Mm-hmm. Can you cover my shift, whatever? And you couldn't think of it. This is also 19, 20, 21, so you couldn't think of anything fast enough. 22. I'd have excuses above my desk, ready to go. Okay, I got
like those. Didn't know.
But you can only use stuff once, right? Then you don't remember who you told it to. No, I got a big test tomorrow. I got to study. Okay, no, my grandmother's in town. No, and you just pull them off.
Pull them down one by one.
Yeah,
that
be
way
smart
I know I'm
about
to use
this
it again. Yeah. That's a smart move right there. You don't pay people, but you can come up with fucking scams for yourself.
You're getting $100 for this. I said, okay. I believed since I didn't have a record or ever been arrested. Gave me back my license and he took off. Didn't go to jail.
What?
Jared.
Just because he's never been arrested.
He was drinking all night and smoking.
And he said, I've never been arrested. Because he was never arrested and didn't have record. This was his first time.
Mm-hmm.
The guy just let him go.
Just let him go.
Obviously, he's 100% white.
Obviously 100% white. We're both on the same page of that.
100%.
So
not
this
even
is what
like
they say when they want to say like white privilege. Like, what does that mean? Like,
that means we know that Jared.
If he was black.
is 100% white. Yeah, now, and I would bet my house on the fact that I'd
100% white.
Yeah.
100% white. Now, also the bad neighborhood is like, let me see what this guy's up to. And it's like, and also it's like, all right, you don't look like you're doing anything. Now, if he was drunk, like not like coming down, I would say the cop, no, do pull him over.
Yeah.
Like, the street's a little safer.
By the way, even if he was black, and I'm not saying that couldn't happen to a black guy, but he would say like, and by the way, I'm black, and this I did not expect this to happen to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he said, and by the way, I'm black. Actually, yeah. Anyone writing in for the arrest stories, for the arresting content, at the very, very end, don't tell us at the very, very end if it's
reveal
a thing
your
law, reveal your race, please, because that does it talks it says a lot about the story. So. J-A-R-R-E-D. Gotta be white. Gotta be white.
Yes.
He took off. God.
I mean, that's just, first of all, it's bad police work right yeah. there.
When we were younger, I just remember going like, I got lucky. I didn't even consider race in all that.
Never. And that's white privilege.
I guess so. But also like, it's not that like, we shouldn't have gone off. Maybe we shouldn't have. But also it's like, let everybody off if they're not doing anything. If it's like they're not drunk.
Yeah. If they're not like causing harm or something yeah. like that. Well...
That could alter your life. If you lose your license for like a year,
yeah,
that alters your whole fucking life.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's worse. If you kill someone, that's probably even worse, but...
Yeah, yeah.
But if you lose your license, it sucks.
It so suck. You know what I'm saying? Drive. It's like you can, people still
people
do.
Still
How many people
drive.
Have you known with no... My license revoked or something, and I still drive. Like, are you Everyone. Nuts?
Everyone.
Everyone.
People still do it. They don't care.
There was a couple
away.
Like big time comics who just had drivers around because they were getting blotto, and they're like they just had a driver drive
Andy
their
Griffin
car.
Had like what is he like 3 DUIs before they were like just
the guy was going for the record for Comedy Store bannings and
unbelievable.
DUIs. Remember when he came back and they were like, dude, you're going too long. We banned you for a year.
Yeah,
are you going to do third? It was like 25 minutes or less. Yeah. 15. And he goes, I can't make you that promise.
And they were like, no.
Then you can't go up. He goes, I will be going longer than that. And they're like, damn, dude. You got to appreciate the honesty, though.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Jared, great question. I'm deleting it so I don't do it again.
Good idea.
Okay.
The Post-its.
You want to pick one?
Well, do it.
No, I'll pick. Some of these are so fucking long. I'm not reading this, Aaron.
You can't read that.
Hey, my dude, like it's so long.
I'll tell you that right now. I
oh
guarantee
God,
you can't read
scrolling.
That without fucking up at least 3 times.
It ended with a zygozunt, which is Yiddish for like.
Oh my God.
Day. Oh my God. I'll read the last paragraph because I'm never gonna do it. Bert served about 8 months in county jail before being transferred to state prison.
Oh no.
He has been in since April 2019 and is set to be released in less than 1 week. Bert has participated in a lot of counseling on the inside and made some progress on his issues. Oh, this might be one I do alone at some point on actual Patreon. I'm not going to delete that one. Okay. Here we go.
You don't vet any of these before?
I don't vet any of them before.
Okay.
Some of them are such good questions that I'm like, I'm bringing that back. I've made a list for general, the general mailbag where I'm like, that I could ask for any guest.
Yeah.
Like one was like, what recurring dreams have you had for general? And I'm like, oh, I could ask everybody that.
Sure.
It's just a fun topic. But AOC's, from AOC's right tit. I got to assume that's your real name. Whatever.
AOC's right tit.
Yeah. It's nuts that your mom would have named you that.
AOC's
and then someone
right.
later became a congresswoman.
Yep, named AOC.
I used to think it was really crazy that she would kick out Amazon and all this fucking tax money that came in. And then, like...
But I heard Long Island City is nice now.
It is nice now. And it would have been, like... It would have priced out a bunch of, like, locals. It makes a little more sense now. All these things, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but I don't even know how to say her full name. And she's a little bit
I
annoying.
Do. Andrea Cortez-Cortazio.
No. Alexandria.
Cortez Cortazio.
You fucked it up. You said Andrea.
Andrea Cortez Cortazio.
Cortez Cortazio?
Yes.
That's not right even. I don't even think
almost
the Cortez
positive.
Part is right.
Andrea Cortez Cortazio.
No, or it's AOC.
Alexandria Cortez Cortazio. Alexandrio. That's
no.
AOC. Alexandrio
no,
Cortez Cortazio.
She's a woman. Alexandria Ortega Cortez, right?
Do you know how to say trans in a trans in Spanish?
Like a trans person?
Mm-hmm. I'm looking it up. Hold on.
Or like trans fat?
Trans in Spanish.
Spanish?
It's interesting because...
Oh, is it really... Is it like a... it's got to be some sort of dig.
No, but the problem is... like trans, what is it? Translucent? What is the real word? No,
transsexual.
Transsexual. Transsexual meaning in Spanish. Here we go.
Oh boy.
Transsexual. Oh, damn.
Well, what is it that you know that you can't find?
There's a gender word, but like you have to put gender on a word. That's how Spanish works. So yeah. You want to put like, you have to. So you can't be like, well, I'm a trans. It's like, well, then you don't get to be. You have to transsexual. I think it's a male. Anyway, I didn't prove it right. I got to find out what that is.
Well, no, by the way, we're not right about her name. AOC. From, yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Cortez's. Oh. Right tit.
Right tit. Okay. I was stationed at Fort Myer, Virginia in 2003. Military guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service. I hope you got to fucking murder a fucking
I just hope
foreigner.
You had fun.
I hope you had fun. You
whatever the version of fun.
Got some fucking out there drugs.
Absolutely.
If you that would be the joy of being in the, like if you're in Afghanistan trying that fresh poppy,
you can get that like unbelievable high of
the real heroin, the real heroin in Colombia addict. And like get the fucking pure shit.
Yeah, but I hope that like they're not doing that all the time. I mean, you can't really be a well-armed force with heroin flowing through the entire branch of the military.
I would do those things where you try to like smuggle stuff back, use my connections to smuggle stuff and like
I would be like fucking Denzel in that movie where you're like, yeah, bodies coming back and you're shoving the heroin underneath the dead bodies.
Yeah.
To sell on the streets. But you need your army, like you don't want them fucking
But what are you going to fight?
Whatever you
going
to do to get through
with,
the day.
Fucking dudes with turbans and slingshots. You're good even if you're fucked up.
By the way, I think September 11th, there's no more troops over there, I don't think.
On September 11th, they're pulling out?
That's what I heard.
They go 20 years and it's over?
Over. But I'm that might not be true.
I stopped reading the news in December.
Of?
This past year. 2020.
Yeah, 19. 2020. 20 to 21.
Yeah. Slowed down when I got to Ecuador, for sure. Me and my boyfriend were trying to find out how long till... we couldn't find out who won the election. We moved to Ecuador October 31st. Election was like November 3rd. Big J gave me a spoiler. I was like, hey, it's been a week. I don't know yet. He goes, oh, no one does yet. I'm like, what? Fucking asshole. He goes, I didn't tell you anything. I'm like, you know goddamn well. Don't tell me anything. Not like, let me just tell you this one thing. Shut the fuck up.
Yep.
No spoilers means, of course, I won't talk about it.
My dad did that to me once.
I will just tell you, look out for a wedding, but I'm not going to spoil anything. Don't say anything.
My dad picked me up from our honeymoon. It was the streaming days, and this last episode of The Sopranos was on. So he picks me up. I go, did you watch? He goes, yeah. I go, don't say anything. Okay. He goes, all right, fine. He's driving. He goes, I just want you. I go, don't say anything. He goes, you're going to think I fucked up at the end. You're going to think I didn't tape it. The way I go, what? He goes, I'm just telling you. It ain't me. I didn't fuck up.
Oh my God.
And then when I watched it, I was like,
time.
I'm like, what does he mean? And then I, the end, it just goes, cuts to black. And I'm like,
what you got the me fuck? Thinking. Yeah, so, yeah. Let me watch the way everybody watched it.
It's not my, I go, just shut up.
Oh my God. Just shut up.
How long did you make it before you knew who the president was?
A few weeks.
What?
No one in Ecuador cared.
What do you mean they didn't care? They didn't have...
Not their country.
All right, so you didn't like pick up a newspaper or anything like that?
Dude, I was walking by Guayaquil the next day. Look, I was like, I glanced. I was like, shit, I'm glancing. You know how you try not to be... But I glanced just to see if I could see.
Like a Biden.
But like, I know I shouldn't, but like still glance. Oh, I passed a fucking jumper, a splatter. And I was like, don't look. But then I looked. On the way to Barstool Sports, the way to KFC show. And I was stopped with a city bike. I saw one of those like, what's it called, cops? Like a Law and Order type cop with a suit next to some like plainclothes cop, not plainclothes, but like in uniform cops, and up with some like tape. And I'm like, oh, this is a fucking murder or something, you know?
Yeah.
I looked over and I saw this splatter, and then I was like, look away. My head said look away, but my eyes were like, but let me look at what I'm supposed to look away from.
Ooh, no.
Shouldn't have seen it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I saw an ice. Oh, I was in Chicago and I went to leave the hotel, and the cop stopped me, and it was like the same thing that, you know, the. And I go, what's going on? An icicle fell off and went through someone's fucking head.
No.
Yes. On the sidewalk. Like one of those fucking massive ones. You know, they build up on top of those buildings. it was like the guy was like, the way he was, I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, we're closing the road off for obvious because we're not going to knock those things down too.
I go, it's whoa. So heavy.
It was like, and I go, whoa. And you could tell he was like kind of into it. He's like, it was pretty fucking bad. I go, what? He goes, it had to weigh like 250 pounds.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Dude, it went right through someone's fucking head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't even have to be the point. Just the whole thing.
No, just smashed on him and crushed him into the ground. Killed him. Holy shit.
They said there was some NYU student who like a brick fell off, like the gargoyles or whatever, and now they have to like tap all the bricks every 10, 15 years on every building.
Yeah, they're going up there to hang.
Like a little brick comes off of a pigeon.
Idiots.
Wait, why did we get on that?
I don't know, dude. You were talking about
Cortez Cortazio?
No, that was way after that. You were saying about something, traveling somewhere, and then all of a sudden you just completely flipped to New York.
You shouldn't look at something. You shouldn't look at something.
Before that.
It was based on that. You should look away. Oh, the election. So yes. I still glanced at the newspapers, and then nothing was on it. It was just Guayaquil or Ecuador news. It's not their country.
Okay, but I mean it's same world news. Like,
but the same way we wouldn't have on the front page, Putin. We knew when
Netanyahu lost.
Not front page.
It was front page, I think. I mean, maybe coronavirus is like front, like still always.
It
front
wouldn't
page.
Be on the front. There wouldn't be a picture maybe not of Netanyahu. The,
yes,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. More. But how did you end up finding out?
Someone texted Tony, eventually, and was like, oh, congratulations on your... Somebody from Scotland texted him and was like, hey, congratulations, you got a new president. Like, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. we wouldn't have found it out except for that. Anyway, stop reading the news in December completely. Why am I saying that? What news should we not...
You were the... What? The president.
Yeah, but then... It was supposed
Big J
to be
ruined it?
I haven't... Oh. I stopped reading the news in December... BJ ruined. That's the election stuff.
Oh, you said why we got into that?
Yeah.
Oh, because wait a minute. What the fuck? Damn it.
By the way, anyone who says I'm too high, it's because I haven't gotten high yet.
Yeah, we haven't done it yet. Hold on. I'm thinking back. It was like, damn it.
Hey guys, this would be a great chance. So let's take a word from our sponsor. Today's sponsor, and we will go back to thinking about this while you guys are listening to a sponsor. Hi, everybody! Welcome to today's sponsorship episode. I saw a dude getting Narcan'd in the park. He was fucking convulsed and heroin addicts. And the other addicts. This is the craziest thing when people try to act uber natural. So then the other addicts were going around the cops trying to be like, no, I'm just, you know, just chilling. Like, just go to the heroin part of the park, you fucking idiot. But they're trying to so clearly show that they're not on heroin. They're just like, I'm just chilling around the guy. This is where I'd be. I'd be doing it. It's like, if I was normal, if I wasn't on heroin, I might be here. It's like, I know, dude, but you are on heroin. Why push it? This is like when you break up with a chick or a guy and then you go to the bar that he goes to all the time. Or she goes to all the time, and you go like, well, I used to go once in a while, so, you know, I'll try to be normal. And it's like, dude, you're not being normal. You're trying to go to that place just to show that you're, like, independent. It's dumb. Just stay away. Just let her have her fucking life. All these people, when they break up, try to act so uber natural. You know what's a fun thing? Is when you see two people who broke up, and they're across a bar or a party from each other, and they're laughing, like, extra hard. To try to show the other person that they're still having a good time in life. I know that because I've been there. You should have seen me after I broke up with Natasha trying to laugh so the whole fucking improv could hear me. What a dork I was. What I should have been doing is just going home and smoking Delta 8, which is a three cheese version of this amazing federally legal version of THC. You got to be 21 and older to purchase it, this 3chi.com. Why? Because it'll fuck you up. It'll fuck you up. 3chi.com. That's the number 3chi.com. They make vapes, Delta 8 vapes, Delta 8 gummies, tinctures, and oils. If you use the promo code Skeptic at checkout, you can get 5% off your order. Guys, give it a try. Get fucked up. Get fucked up. You can go the heroin route if you want. Sure. But do you want
listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your life, but I'm going to tell you, like, while you're thinking about that, that's going to be a long thing and a long road. While you're thinking about that, get fucked up on THC. Delta 8. All products are formulated by a biochemist. That sounds professional. And made in the USA with USA-grown hemp. So if you support America and inebriants, I can't think of a better thing to do than support 3chi.com. You should see me. Dude, I went into Gas Digital, and everyone there, because the 3chi is a new sponsor for Gas Digital, and so every employee there was so fucking gonzoed, and I'm like, what's going on? And then somebody told me, like, they sent free product. So if you want to get fucked up, 3chi.com, promo code skeptic at checkout for 5% off your order. Let's get back to the fucking episode.
You don't track stuff. Why? You don't clock stuff. You don't.
My Virginia access to
nothing there.
What the fuck was it?
It doesn't. What the fuck? Was it just maybe me making fun of you for not knowing something? What did you not know?
What did I not know?
What did you not know? President stuff?
No, that was me backing up from the point is I haven't read the news since December.
But that what was the catalyst getting into that?
Something about 9/11. They're pulling out of Afghanistan.
All the troops. Is that true or not? Yes. I said they're pulling out on September 11th, all the troops. And I said, I'm not exactly sure. I think I read it, something like that. You said, I haven't watched the news or read the news since
December.
And
welcome
then we
back.
Try to figure
thank
out
you
the
from
fucking year.
You,
here
okay,
we are.
Here we are. Here
don't,
we are.
Don't test us.
20 years. 20 years.
20 years.
And so we're pulling out all the troops from Afghanistan.
But they're probably not. I think I heard him backtrack saying it's not possible now.
Really?
Yeah. So I think that, thank you for your service to this person.
Thank you for your service.
That's
yeah,
it.
Go get some more poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your sponsors. Who was the sponsor? Was it Fresh Poppy? Probably not. I was 18, but I had access to a cousin's North Carolina driver's license that helped me pass for a 22-year-old. Let me tell you this. So he had his cousin's 22-year-old license. Oh, so I get it.
Yeah.
It is weird that you're serving in the military.
And you can't.
You can't buy a beer at a bar.
It is. It is very weird.
You're going to have to go kill Arabs. And you can't fucking get a beer.
I mean, really, no one would stop you. But legally, it's not. Yeah, you can't.
Every bar would stop you.
Can't I don't know.
You show up military and they're like, can I see your ID? And like, it's 18, dude. Like, every bar would stop you.
Really?
Not every bar. But well, most bars would stop you. Unless you're in like outside Nashville.
I think that's wrong.
It's wrong. Absolutely.
100%.
They tell you the best fake ID you've ever seen.
Do you think over there when they have those big barbecues?
Where over there?
And like the military, like have, and like, you know, like
no,
they have beer
Afghanistan
and stuff.
You can have them.
Yeah, that like they like, they really like
here,
tell like
Fort
the 18-year-olds. Yeah, here. You should, and also here, you should be able to.
You should be able to.
What were you saying?
You're a man, you're doing man shit.
Yes.
You should be able, I mean, grown up shit. You should be able to.
If you can handle killing someone.
You yeah. Let me do a shot to calm my nerves.
Yeah.
How much are you drinking now from COVID and stuff and been being on your own?
I order cases of the wine that I like now. Because it's like you used to go get a couple bottles and then you'd be out and you'd be frustrated. You'd be like, God, I don't have the fucking shit that I like. Now I just get a case of it.
You like the so white, huh?
For the summer.
Summer. It's nice.
Yeah.
I like white daytime summer.
Yeah. But I still enjoy the red at night.
Let's start a vineyard, a winery. We'll call our wine white privilege.
Wow. You
celebrate our culture instead of being ashamed of it. You celebrate the culture.
We don't serve
white privilege.
Any
don't
reds.
Serve red.
Only
don't,
whites.
Mm-hmm. And won't sell two red. What are reds? Indians. Won't serve two a Native American
we
or any reds.
Whites only vineyard.
Whites only vineyard. Here's the white privilege.
Even rosé is the Italian. It's too dark. It's got to be.
That's right. Rosé is like
rosé.
That's a mulatto.
Is the,
we'll
is
mulatto.
The Sicilian of
a one Sicilian
yeah.
blend.
It's a,
where like we begrudgingly allow it.
It's a very special day. It's a fundraiser for the inner city rosé.
Yeah, that might be the name of the episode. The white soul.
The white's only vineyard. Out here, there's plenty of land, dude. White's Only Vineyard.
I gotta write that down. White's Only Vineyard.
Cabs need not apply. You fucking filthy.
You filthy cab.
Merlots. You heavy bodied.
I love a red. Okay, anyway, let's get back to this. Oh, best fake ID.
Hold on, is that gonna be a problem? I'll shut it down.
Nah.
All right.
Kid, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up there. It's gonna bang a little
It's
bit.
Yeah. It'll never end too.
Dude, when I told your one son that I remembered him as a kid kicking the other son as a baby, you should have seen. He's like, nice. He had no memory of it, but he was like, nice.
He's like, I was always cool.
he would walk in circles, yeah, waiting for his mom and dad to not look. I was looking the whole time because I was, yeah, like, why are you walking in circles around a baby on the floor? And then as soon as they would look away, he would just like
kick it a little bit.
Kick.
Yep.
And then like, look away. Didn't get a cry the first time. They had to keep walking and then kicked again until they got a cry. And he was like, oh my God, he's
what's
crying.
What's going on?
Yeah. And I was like, you evil motherfucker.
Yeah. What's happening here? I can't believe
he's calmed
crying.
Down a lot.
Yes. Not he's evil. I know. He's much more chill now. Thank God. The other one's more of an evil devil. Fucking. Uh-huh. Oh, the two of them.
He
though.
Does it too when you're not looking. He sees you're not looking and then he turns to me and he's like,
yeah.
Fucking whips fingers. You off. Yeah. Oh, do you have a fake ID?
Yes. Yeah, Rich Correo.
That's who your name was?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Straight, like, go to a guy who makes fake IDs?
No, I had even a bonus because I was a freshman in college.
I have a boners.
And
yeah.
And one of my quad mates was a super senior, and he went to community college for 2 years, like maybe three, and then went to college. So he was 21. He just turned 21. So he was like, "Oh, I'll give you my license. I'll get a new one." So I used his license for basically the entire college.
Wow!
And then
he looked close to you, close
yeah,
enough.
Yeah, close enough. And
a
I
lot
knew
of
enough
bars
about.
Just like whatever. Yeah. I was looking at the.
And I would go to like Atlantic City. I won money, and I was like, I used it because you had to be 21 back then.
Go to the casino.
Yeah, I was like, oh
right.
Shit! And they were like, oh, I'm like hoping to win too much because I got to make a checkout. Then I went to the casinos in upstate New York. And I did the same thing, and as I left, I realized it was 18. I could have just used my own fucking the whole time.
I love the stories of people coming in, finally, when they turn 21, at the bars at college where I've been going through the whole time, and it's like you come in, like, wait, your name's not Steve, your name's Bill.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, it's not. It's like, no, what is it? And then it hits them like,
yeah.
You motherfucker. It's like, it's over now. That's my real ID.
Dude, I used to have, when I worked at the bar, the dumbest people would be, like, they had the fake ID. You knew it was fake, but you'd be like, what's your middle name? It would be like, it begins with an H. It's like, what? Come
what?
On, dude.
What?
Come on,
you
bro.
You don't know what the question was?
You don't know what the question
okay,
was?
I will it repeat the question.
I also
you're
know it begins
time.
With H, okay? Because I've got that information in front of me, too. You should have the rest of the information that I don't have, that you seem to not be able to get said, yet.
What's, I mean, all these days, it's like, what's your name? I was like, it starts with a D. Like, okay.
Yeah, no, fake IDs answer. Were great. You used to be able to chalk
what's
them.
Your, what's your birth sign? Are you an Aquarius?
Cancer.
Like,
oh, I thought you were asking
that's
me.
That's what they would ask.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Time, and you have to be like,
but the problem is, I don't know the birth signs.
You don't know your birth sign?
No, I know mine, but I don't know like everyone else's.
I know. So. That's why they would ask you. That's why the bouncer would ask you, what's your birth sign? If this is your license,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would know
yes,
if
yeah.
You're an Aquarius or not.
Yeah.
So what was it? How do they chalk them?
You used to be able, like, on a New York one, you could turn, like, because I was born in 77. So if you needed like a 70, what was the other one? Like, you could turn, you just need red pencil to turn like whatever the number you needed into the other number. So if it's like, if you were born in 77, you could make it into a 2.
Yeah.
72. So you just complete with a colored pencil.
Oh, above the laminate?
Literally on top of it. Yeah. And then
hopefully
just,
looking quick.
Just bring it down the laminate on top of it like that.
I love how they used to confiscate your license, like, this is a fake license I'm taking. It's like, don't take, fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't let me in. But
that's
these
not
are yours.
All before like
who
bar
the fuck
codes,
are you? You're
like,
a bouncer. You're not the law. Give me that thing back.
I know. The bouncers now, they swipe them through like they have barcodes. So
fucked.
they go through that yeah. thing. But yeah, this was like almost like a paper license where you like you could physically alter it. Now you need, I just got my new license and you need another license. It's a super license now that can get you into Canada or Mexico without a passport.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, yeah, give it to me. I travel all the time, but God damn!
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That was loose. You know that was loose and wet, and it's oh boy,
what stinks even for me.
God damn! You need a...
The super passport.
You need a...
aren't they doing that? You can't fly in America without a passport now? With unless you get
their
new license?
They're going to change the license, but because of COVID, they moved it all back. But you need your Social Security actual card with you to get the super license, which
Who has the card? That's right. I was going to get it. I'm like, I don't have time to get a new...
We're good.
How are we doing on time?
Fine.
Yeah?
Hold on. I just want to see what she wrote. On my way, I got to stop. Oh, that was... Yeah, she's home. Okay. Nothing. We're good.
The best license I ever got. So they would send you a thing like, hey, you're 20 and a half. They'd send you stuff to your home saying you got to renew your license.
Yeah.
You turn 21, you got a new license. In Maryland, it was, I think the way they chose you for under 21 or over is you would go straight forward if you were, or excuse me, they would get the side angle if you were under 21 as your headshot.
Oh, straight forward
if you're over 21. So you need a new license. But also,
very effective for...
But once you turn, whatever, it just makes them look harder. But like, if you turn 21, it's like, you don't have to have the front. It's like, you're still of age. Anyway, so they send that, whatever. And so I went to renew my license in, I guess, mid-February. I came home from Yeshiva University or wherever I was. Stopped at the DMV, so I need a new license. I'm 21 now. Turned 21 like about a month ago, whatever. And they go, okay, I need your old license. So gave it to them. You start running it. They go, we need the one you didn't lose. And I was like, when did I lose a fucking license? What? Which is possible. It was before I was a stoner, but I was always forgetful. So I'm like, did I lose a license? And then fucking forget about it? What? Wait a minute. And I was like, I don't have it. I don't remember this. And they go, okay, do you still live at Ellicott Hall at University of Maryland? And I was like,
oh,
my fucking brother who lives in Ellicott Hall. I'm like, you gave your new... He took my Social Security card
and
my birth certificate as the two forms of ID, went to the DMV, said, my name is Ari Shafir. Here's my two forms of ID.
Oh, valid. Man.
Said, I need a new license. They're like, sure. They took his picture, his actual picture. This has been like January or December. And he just waited until February 12th when I turned 21. His valid Maryland license,
dude,
with his picture on
that's
it.
That's OG 21. Identity theft right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he truly stole everything about your identity.
Yeah. Yeah. Even got funnier.
Fuck, dude.
That was nuts. I asked for it back, and then he's like, why are you being a cunt about it? And I was like, yeah, you're right. It's like, take, I don't know what I'm mad about.
Dude.
I'm like, pay me for the extra replacement card, but that's it. Huh. Okay. On the weekends, I would tag along back to AOC's right tit. On the weekends, I would tag along with the other soldiers who had IDs, and we'd hit up bars in Roslyn and Georgetown. Fuck it. I'd never hung out in Roslyn, but Georgetown's
the best
fun. Bars. God, it is. We all lived on base and could take a taxi back to the front gate and walk back to your barracks. The issue, so you have to show your military ID to get back through the only gate that was open 24/7. It had your actual birthday, and if you came smelling of booze and were under 21, the MPs would arrest you.
Oh.
And then your boss's boss would have to come in over the weekend from home and take custody of you. You don't want that to happen.
No.
Damn, smelling of booze.
You got to butt chug then. You've got to shove it
you
up
gotta
your ass.
You
got to
butt chug. You got to do the tampon, soak a tampon
ass
in.
There's no proof then.
This is why those people were ODing on spice. They're always military.
What's spice?
Spice is like a synthetic... THC synthetic, and it's the way version of it now is Delta 8, which is like, I think it'll make you not test positive for THC. It's a synthesized version of THC. So if they're testing for this, it's like that's one molecule off. But spice was dangerous, and like that Delta 8 stuff.
Is it a plant that
is
grows?
Is not dangerous,
or is it
no,
like
it's
a?
It's synthesized.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, like, it gets you fucked up, and it's dangerous. It's like, they should be like, just smoke weed.
Yeah.
This is, you're doing something way more dangerous.
Yeah, it's way worse.
Yeah. And I think he finally figured it out. But yeah.
Think about this. This guy's got to come up with some sort of fucking alternate plan now because of this, all this bullshit.
Okay. Paragraph 2 out of 3. We went out on Friday. So that's the setup.
Yeah.
Okay. Well written so far.
So far, so good.
Well written. Now we know the situation. You're in the military. You can't be caught coming home drunk, but you have the ability to get
drunk. To get drunk because people don't care when you're out, but you can't get back
in. It's bad news. You wake up your superior. Okay, I get it. We went out one Friday night to go drink. So already he's telling me he's not the guy who's following the rules,
mm-hmm.
which we knew was going to happen. My friends and I got drunk, and that is when we decided that we could go to the closed back gate of the base, climb over the wall, walk through Arlington National Cemetery, where I worked as a 16-year-old. My first experience with blacks that weren't maids. One of them said,
what were they, grave diggers?
Grave diggers. No, horticulturalists. We would lay down pipe. One of them said, told me a couple things. I remember that. One said, Mercedes, man, that's a black man dream. Mercedes is a black man's dream. One took his penis, put it in his, like,
Up right there. Above.
Said, look at this spider bite.
Yeah, that's what Tebow used to do that too.
Yeah, and then I would see above, it would just be the head of his cock. And it was unsettling.
To a child.
To a 16-year-old, yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, that guy's probably 18 or 19.
Every time you get up, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, fair enough. He was a summer hire too, as well, that guy. But it was so unsettling at first. I'm like, oh, I thought I'd see a spider bite, and now I'm seeing I think he said, look at my belt buckle. I think it might have been that.
The man's tip of his cock.
Yeah, and then I'm like, also,
which isn't
like,
the best attractive, like, usually, like, it's like
up too. So yeah, you're saying the string thing? Yeah.
The string.
You know, the turkey gullet.
Like, you know, like the way meat's tied up, like that fucking wrap of roast.
The pull.
Oh my God.
But also, it was like, oh, it took me a second. He would say, look at my belt buckle. And it took me a second to be like, that's not a belt buckle. And also, like, how do you get it above your waistline? I'm 16. Like, it's so high.
Dude, I'm going to see my dad at the cemetery now. Like, I go during the day, like, when it's quiet. But you'll, like, if their guys are over there, like, digging in, they just talk, like, they were, like, talking shit about the Knick game one day, like, just, like, and fuck this, and I'm, like, you know, I'm just sitting there, like, trying to, like, you know, like, be with, like, my dad, and it's, like, they don't give a shit. Like, grave diggers are, like, this is our job. I understand everyone here is sad, but if we tried to, like, it's always going to be that way. It's always going to be sad here. So we're just going to go about business like this is our life. Yeah.
They had to tell us, be respectful when there's a funeral right by there.
Right by there.
But they had to tell us to, because, like, we weren't.
But people are always going to be around seeing their fucking dead relatives. So we have to go about business the way we do. Talking shit about the Knicks.
Yeah.
Cursing and calling each other fucking fags.
Yeah. That's the way you do it.
That's really what they do.
That's how you have to. You had no choice.
Yeah. That's it.
That's my first experience with black humor being a repetitive thing. So, like, you'd say, like, we got to go to our business talking about the Knicks. Everybody starts laughing. And then they go, he said we got to talk about the Knicks.
Yeah.
And everyone would laugh again. And I'd be like, just that repeating. Was my joke.
Yep. I said it.
You just repeated it verbatim.
And got much bigger of a laugh.
It didn't make any sense. It was, what a weird detail. It was not.
Dude. There's nothing better than two.
He said talk about the Knicks.
Two black guys and one white guy digging a grave. Like, and the one white guy is like, I don't think Kevin Love's that bad. He's like, Kevin Love's not that bad.
Kevin Love's not that bad. Kevin Love's not that bad. Can't even make a goddamn. He said Kevin Love's not that bad.
Can't even make an Olympic team. Can't get on the plane. Oh, I got anxiety. Oh, he has anxiety. Oh. Kevin Love's not that bad. Dude, it's great. You cannot. Oh, I love it. I got my hair cut at a black barbershop. It took 2 hours and 15 minutes. Dude, I had no idea. I was looking around. Pandemic, you got to, like, make an appointment. All the appointments are up. So this is Rudy's barbershop. I go, dude, I just
Rudy's
need, like.
Rudy's is great.
Yeah, it was, this one was in Pasadena. And I go, all right. And this guy's like, yeah, you can come in. It was not like a Rudy's franchise one. This is a guy's name.
Oh, Rudy.
Rudy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's got one of these lights. That's how he, like, sets it up, like one of those circle lights.
Yeah.
And the game's on in the background. It's just like 4 p.m.
Oh, great.
And I'm like, and they're drinking. And I'm
that's
like,
cool,
okay, cool.
Yeah,
they're like, you want something to drink? I was like, oh, yeah, sure. So I'm like, like, he would cut a little bit, stare at the TV, argue, boom, boom, cut a little bit. Like, it took 2 fucking hours to get my hair cut for what normally takes, like, you know, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, and it was $45. And I was like, oh, that was way more than I thought it was going to be. But, like, there's no negotiating. It's like he just took 2.5 hours. But, yeah, dude.
It's actually
best
of the price up front. Dude, the thing is with those two, it's like I'm used to getting haircuts from a barber where it's like, just fucking trim it and do it. I'm not looking for style.
This guy was like checking everything out, looking back.
Yeah, got one of those levelers.
Yeah, then like something would happen. Like he would completely be thrown off. Like if he was like arguing with someone about a point, talking about Halle Berry or whatever, then he would come back and forget what he would, you know.
Now,
be great for this podcast.
Yeah, it would be. Why? What were you thinking of?
Dude, we did backtrack that one pretty hard. It did. It.
Did we ever get it?
We got it. We got it completely. It was the fact that you were not reading the newspaper since the turn of the year. So I asked you.
about the news about them pulling out.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't follow any of that.
All right. So we're second paragraph now. This guy has now thought it's
a good idea. Went through all international cemeteries. Dude, I used to. I worked at all international cemetery, so we had two metro stops we could get off on.
Mm-hmm.
All international cemetery stop, which would seem the normal, but the horticulturalist hut, the groundskeepers, we'd lay the pipe to water it, and we'd like whatever. Also, we would lay down in the graves because it was cooler. The open graves. Oh yeah.
In the
While
dirt?
We were waiting to get picked up, we'd lay in there. Yeah.
In the dirt.
Dude, we were so tired. We worked hard. We were tired. Yeah, it was shady. And then when we'd come to pick us up, they'd be like, where are you guys? And we'd all come up like
no,
this.
Oh, my God. Really?
We had fun. Just like you're saying, we had fun.
Dude, my dad's good friends growing up owned a funeral home. So we would go, they lived above it. So we'd go over there to hang out with the kids and stuff. And like the funeral home was our sort of play area.
Oh, yeah.
And we would play hide and seek and get like in the caskets shit like that. Yeah. And it was fine because they were just like boxes and stuff.
Yeah.
But in the dirt laying ground, and like that's like.
No bodies yet.
No bodies, but still like.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be so afraid someone just start burying me. be buried alive. Thing.
So you got to lay pipe, male to female. And then you take another giant long pipe out and you wear gloves because they're just baking in the sun, male to female. And then you go to another field, take the pipes out, put them on the truck. Those would go somewhere.
What were they, extensions for?
Long pipes. We'd go all the way down a long field. And so then it was sprinklers.
Okay.
You'd have sprinkler heads on the end of every one. And when you finally put it in, you turn it on and then you go get the one that's already on, undo those. Put it on the truck, put it somewhere else, then go get this one, you know, back and forth, back and forth. But once you turn them on in the DC 90 degree heat, we would just dance through the sprinklers over the crib. Yeah, that's what we had to be talking to. Like, this is a very the heroes.
These are heroes that have died for our country, okay? This is not a fucking splish-splash water park, really okay, dude? This isn't a lazy river, you fucking losers.
So the other stop we could go to, which was way closer to our hut, to where we were, to our shack, was the Pentagon stop. Stop through the Pentagon, walk. Instead of the Pentagon's there, you walked to the left all the way through the parking lot to the back entrance of Arlington National Cemetery. The whole way through, I would just try doors on cars to see what I could steal from a car.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you got lucky? A lot?
I don't remember if I got in or not, but I would just test them. Because I'm like, I'd steal CDs or whatever. I wouldn't mind. But looking back now, I don't think I ever got in. It was probably very lucky because I didn't consider that the surveillance at the Pentagon parking lot was probably one of the
places you wouldn't want to steal from.
Yeah.
Dude, remember when we left at the Angel Stadium and we turned everyone's rearview mirrors in it?
Why? Because we had to park too far away. So fuck all these people.
Just turn everyone's all in. Fucking chirp, 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 all their mirrors. Fuck those Angel fans in. With that rally monkey. Every year we lost those fucking cunts. I hated that rally monkey.
It's a nice stadium though.
What? All right. Well, this guy's obviously got big issues here. Okay. He's in a fucking cemetery.
Walk through our international cemetery, avoid the MPs, and get back safely to our barracks. Adventure. They should make a movie on this. Steve, you're an actor. This sounds like movie script.
Perfect.
We did this, but eventually we were spotted and stopped by the guards, asked for our IDs, and then called the MPs. If we ran, they had our IDs and would track us down. So no running. So you had to wait for the MPs to show up.
Oh, my God.
We were all arrested and brought to the MP station to be processed. Fuck.
Is that like a regular arrest, you think? Like it goes on your like regular record? If you get arrested, military police. Is it like...
No, I think it's a military record.
You have a record
Obviously,
for
I
life?
Don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't
think
know.
It's just a military record.
Because that would suck if that was the rest of your life because of this shit.
Yeah, it's got to be just a military record. Because you're breaking military law.
Whatever
their
rules
breaking,
are,
real law.
I mean, it would be trespassing in real law, but still, like the being drunk part, you know.
And then that's why if you get caught, like, let's say you're out stationed somewhere around the world and you get caught, like, raping a local, they're like, slap on the wrist, we'll process you military. If it was a real law, you might have trouble, but the military is like, nah, that's all.
We deal with that.
It keeps them
worried
about us. Yeah. Okay, we were all arrested and brought to the MP station to be processed. Ooh, bad news for this AOC's right tit. Three of us were put in a cell where we found another underage drinker from our platoon who had been arrested for wandering around the base on foot with an open bottle of Jack Daniels.
It's like the fucking drunk tank.
It really is.
They all just like, oh, shit.
Uh-huh. What's not Caddyshack? What's the other one about the military?
Oh, Stripes.
Stripes.
Yeah.
The MP found my cousin's ID, but I had enough sense and was drunk enough to refuse to admit to its true purpose.
Yeah. They go all in, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, no, I just have it. I'm just holding it for him. The rest of the night was spent making disparaging remarks to one particular military police officer who seemed to struggle with his weight. What a great way to say it.
I love it. Who seemed to struggle. I think it was very obvious this man was losing that battle, but the struggle's real, I guess.
Seemed to struggle with his weight. You called him a fat fuck the whole time. Hey, you fat fuck. You had a rest. I love the way he said it.
Yeah.
Disparaging remarks to one who seemed to struggle with, like, it could be unrelated to what we said.
I mean... Yeah, if he's got issues about that, that could be his own thing.
Oh my God.
Damn. Good for you. I like people that go, you know what?
Shit on cops.
Let's go. I got pulled over by a cop on a bicycle one time. I was at a stop at a red light texting.
Yeah.
Put the phone down, right? Tap, tap, tap on the window. I roll it down. He's on a bicycle.
Yeah.
I go, what's up?
What?
He's like, you were texting. I go, no, I'm right here. I'm looking at you. He's like, you were. I saw you over there. I go, where were you? He goes, he was tucked in behind the, like, you know, some gas stations have a car wash thing.
Yeah.
He was right there, sitting right there. Came out. I go, and then the light turns green. I go, I'm going. So, and he's like, pull over to the side. I go, what if I don't?
Like, yeah, you're like,
what if I don't? And then I go, this guy's going to really give me, he takes my stuff. He goes, I'm writing you a ticket. I go, you're going to write me a ticket for something you thought you saw out of the, I go, and then I was like, that's it. And that became this guy. I was like, you're on a bike. I go, how bad are you?
Yeah.
How low are you on this fucking totem pole that they gave you?
This is what you're doing. Go, oh, yeah, because you're getting a ticket. So at this point,
you're
like,
do you write off your spin classes, you fucking loser? I'm like, all this, just, I'm all in because fuck it.
Yeah.
I got to let some of this steam out.
Disparage these cops.
Yeah.
And you might say this is white privilege for you to be able to do that, but black people, this is what you want from us.
That's true.
To shit on cops for you because you can't.
Because you can't.
You hate the cops. We'll do the right thing with our white privilege by saying, fuck you, cunt. Give me the fucking ticket, cunt.
We should offer that service to our black friends.
Which, like, cops whenever, wants to yell out, like, with impunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what this guy, yeah, like, do you know what you're doing here, sir? This
hey, is, fuck face.
Fuck you, you yeah. fucking pig.
Yeah. You arrested my friend Gerard, you fucking cunt. No, I'm Jared. You can't touch me.
With two R's, Jared.
Jared. Jared. The next day, wait, what was it?
Because he was berating the cop.
I got one. I got a ticket the other day in Brooklyn Heights. And I was like, no, dude, come on. It's 2 minutes. I was, my dog was, he's like, I waited the 5 minutes. So you got
a little like a parking ticket?
Shut up. And he goes, I've already started writing it. And I go, I know that's not a real thing. I'm not fucking 17. Yeah. I know that's not a real thing and you can stop. You're just choosing not to. And he was like, well, I don't know. Then I start to like pull away and he goes, you can take it or not. I'm like, give me the fucking thing, asshole. Because it goes on either way. I'm like, fuck you. Okay,
I
fuck
know,
you.
I hate that. It was like, just fucking, fuck
great
you.
Job you're doing. I'm fucking 5 minutes late. You see I'm coming back. I'm not abusing it. You see I'm here.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely moving my car. I'm definitely doing the right thing. I'm sorry I was fucking 3 minutes late.
Never been 3 minutes late to work, you fucking pig?
Pig, fuck. I don't even know why this is disparaging, but I know you don't like it when we call you pig. So that's
they
what you are,
yeah,
pig.
They hate
you're
it.
A pig, pig.
They hate it.
Yeah.
These MP pigs.
Yeah. But I do want cops around or blacks would get out of line.
Do not defund the police. Are you nuts? You want the purge on your hands? Give me a break.
It sounds like a great idea, but how strong are you?
By the way, people are getting shot in the middle of Times Square now during the day.
Not people.
I heard.
It happened once. That, dude, everyone's like, it's a war zone in New York. Fuck off. It's so safe still. It's fine.
Are cops around busting balls still?
If they say you're doing something in Washington Square Park, they're just there.
They're hanging out.
People are like, I heard they had a fucking bare knuckle fights.
That was cool.
It was organized.
I watched it. Yeah.
That's sanctioned. That's like, I'm showing up to bare knuckle fight you. Cool, I'll be there. What time? 3?
Yeah, like,
cool. It wasn't like they just start punching somebody.
Like, what if Ross decided to do like a live roast battle in the middle of Washington Square Park?
Oh, they're
like,
just insulting people walking by. You're viewing it wrong. Also, it's a nonstop rave till
fucking
3 a.m.
It wasn't like they were just pulling people into like, now you have to fight this guy off the streets. It's like,
everybody
these
hears these news
stories.
DM's like, stay out of Washington Square Park. Dude, I walk through it when? I'm like, 12:30 at night, 4 times a week. It's not an issue.
But if people... in particular, white tourists are getting shot in the middle of Times Square.
Dude.
That's not good. That doesn't happen very often, and it shouldn't happen.
Okay, sure. Is it?
I don't care. I'm not an alarmist. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We need cops still.
Yeah,
very much so.
We need cops.
Even the bad ones sometimes. Because they got to, you know, the ones that are willing to do the dirty work.
Yeah, but it's like, don't fuck with the blacks.
No.
Fuck with the Arabs.
Fuck with your own.
Mix it up a little.
Yes.
I get it, abuse of power. Obviously, you're going to abuse your power. No one's above abusing their power. But like, mix it up.
Don't become one note.
Push around an old white lady.
Find one of your own cops that's got a fucking scam on the side you're not happy with and rat on him.
Rat once in a while. Serve somebody up. Hey, yes. Wait till you get your pension. We'll guarantee your pension. Then we're going to rat. Then you abuse somebody. We're going to rat you so it shows there's no blue code of conduct.
Before you know it, everyone starts to trust
everyone
you again.
Everyone trusts you. Refund the police. Then you get more retirement money. Then kick it back to that guy. That
yeah,
you
then you've given him on the back end.
It's all back end stuff. You guys.
Sorry, we had to rat you out, but look what he did now. We need them, though. 100%. What happened to this fucking guy now?
Okay.
He's in the clink. He's making fun of the guy. I'm sure that they can't go over and beat him up. There's no like, you know what they did to Abner Louima, the New York City cops, when they brought him into like that one area and then they fucking put the toilet.
Who?
Abner Louima. I don't know how to say his name.
He was a cop?
He was like a guy that the NYPD arrested. And I don't know what he did.
They
maybe
ass
like
plunged him?
They ass plunged him with the stick on the side. I don't think that can happen.
It's an old lesbian thing. They used to do to lesbians.
With the wooden part of a plunger? Oh, you mean like for, like not like to pleasure each other, like for,
no,
to like, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They did that on the Sopranos.
Stonewall, all the shit like that. They'd be like, we're arresting a gay. I mean, this is a long time ago. But like the gay, yeah. See, the problem is they did the lesbians. It was like fucking awful. It really did. The gays were like harder.
Bigger stick, bigger
you
think, plunger.
You just hate us, but you didn't do the research. If it was a small plunger, yeah. It would torture me.
What is that, a child's toy?
What is that, 3/8? Nah, give me the 7/8. Yeah, that's why at Stonewall they fought back. Eventually they were like, hey, we're coming to arrest you. Like, nah. They locked the doors, started throwing shit at him. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
These gays are fighting back. And it was like, it was lesbians, actually. That's what I heard, anyway. The next day we were released to our platoon sergeant, who then called in everyone from our platoon on their day off to hold a safety briefing. Oof. That's not good for you. This is
everyone,
what the NFL's doing
know,
now.
Dude.
It's like, you don't want to punish other people.
We're going to punish everyone.
And everyone give me 100 push-ups. It's like, now we're mad at you. It's like, that's a better deterrent than just like, we'll have to give you 100, you know?
We turn them against each other.
D.W. Brown said this once.
D.W. Brown.
Get there. Oh, you weren't in that class. Acting teacher.
No, I don't think so.
That was the one that was right under. No, he was above the
I only
splat.
Did Bill's class.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was above the Mike Black's room and all that room.
Okay.
Not the West Side
I know the
theater,
one you're talking
but the one
about.
Two blocks up or something.
Yeah.
So I come right down there and hang out with those guys. D.W. Brown was the guy in Fast Times at Ridgemont High who fucked Ali Sheedy, or the young one.
Okay.
And he was like, he worked at the Circuit City, the electronics store.
Yeah.
Hook you up with whatever.
And he was the
took
teacher?
Took you to the dugout and took it. No, not, he was an acting teacher.
Acting teacher.
Simone came one down one day and just saw him. He was like, really love that movie. Anyway, he said, you shouldn't act from a place of, I'll get punished if this happens. Because then what you do is you get brave. And people are like, I'll take that punishment. You feel like it's justified. And you're like, me taking the punishment is an honorable way to take some abuse. Like, I'm taking punish for like protecting all our friends. You know, like if I'm like a code of conduct, like I'm not going to rat another comic. Like, well, then you're banned for a week. It's like, fuck, that sucks. But like,
but
there's
will
some
eat
honor
that.
In that.
Yes.
You know, he goes, act, something gets punished, someone else. Your sister gets fired from her job if you
then,
do this. And then you're like, oh, fuck, this is
consequences.
Bad. Yeah. If I did something and you got thrown off a TV show.
That's how it works. That's why, you know, like we say, like with our shit, like, getting canceled may not be the worst thing, but when people that we love start to get fucking shrapnel thrown at them,
yeah, it's like,
that's
damn,
when it
sorry.
Becomes more fucking harmful.
Yeah.
And more, it weighs on you even more.
I did tell the Skirball Center that it was like, I told the lady, said we were having our safety meeting. She was like, hey, we're getting all these death threats, threats of violence. Like, we might need you to get security. I was like, I'll pay the security. It was like, it'd be like $7,000. I was like, I'll pay it. Let's get rid, let, whatever, metal detectors. Let's just make everybody feel safe.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. And then I pulled her aside. I was like, I talked to her. And she goes, yeah, like as everyone's going into more scouting. And I was like, I'm sorry this is happening to you.
Yeah.
like, I didn't, the way this was supposed to be was the blowback was supposed to come on me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're threatening your venue is like, you weren't supposed to get any of this. And it's just like, it shouldn't have happened to you. I'm not sorry I didn't hear that, but like, this should, and she goes, listen,
At least someone standing up against rape. You know? And I was like, very good. In all honesty, I'm just trolling everybody. Really
that's
care,
it. But, I didn't, but if it hit home with you in that specific
but
place,
like, yeah,
that's
I'm
good.
It's like on the right side
good
of it.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's like Robert Adebayo. It's like, listen, I'd rather take his side and be part of the game than be against him and be part of the game. But like, yeah. And it was just like these other people. Sometimes you're like, sorry, this is fucking sorry you didn't deal with it. What if you lost your show and I had to tell the 50 people like,
oh, that's what happened to Roseanne.
Yeah. You have to tell these other people like you're out of a job too now.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they I mean, they wanted to.
They got Louis. He was about to produce a show for Adrian. And they're like, we got rid of Louis. And he's like, I'm about to help this talented and underused young woman.
Yep.
Middle-aged woman. I'm going to help her and have her turn her to star. And you ask these people, some of these people that help like shit on Louis publicly, some of these comics and stuff. I'll tell you who afterwards. And they're like, well, I would hope she'd find someone else to help her. I'm like, well, your hope's not going to do it.
Yeah, hope. She's been hoping that for a long time too, and that hasn't worked.
She's maybe going to quit comedy because she can't afford to pay her. Like, you're out of your mind. It's like, you're not even thinking of the consequences. I'm like, well, that's not my fault. Like, it is a little though.
It kind of is.
It's something that happened 15 fucking years ago. You're going after the guy who's trying to help women. Ugh, whatever.
I don't even know how this guy's story ends.
The next day we were released to the police sergeant. Okay. Hold a safety briefing.
The safety briefing. Now everyone's in there.
Everyone's in there. This is what
they're all looking at him. This is our fucking day off. I was fishing before and now I got to come in for this bullshit.
He then alluded to my peers that back in the day as a soldier, they would address the issue in house by kicking our asses. He just kind of hints at it. I don't think, by the way, alluded. You fucking dumb cunt. Yeah. AOC's left hit. It's not what you said is
say?
Got away Alluded? From my peer. It should be A.
Yeah.
You put an E, you dummy. You dumb dummy.
Idiot.
Alluded my to my peers. That means hid to my peers.
Don't use hid words you don't know how to use.
Don't just go for it.
Alluded. Hinted at, you fucking moron.
Moron. Just say it the way you mean it. H-I-N-T. Be Hemingway, not Fitzgerald. You still doing that? Read me this book?
No. Okay. No one wants to read. No one wants to do it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to. Everyone feels nervous that they're. It's like a book report that they're going to be graded on it.
Yeah.
Everyone like flashes back to their fucking like when you had to do a book an oral report on something.
Yeah. Can I take it?
Yeah. Whatever.
For Patreon.
Yeah.
Read me this book. I might.
Oh. It's pretty
wow.
good, dude.
That was pretty good. That it's was almost lunchtime. Stomach growl. Yeah. Okay. In-house by kicking her ass. So that's what he's saying. He's like,
yeah,
hey,
he wants
so in
these
my
guys.
Day, he didn't say they should. Smart. He just said, in my day, what would we do if somebody else got us all in trouble? We'd kick their fucking ass.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to do that in the NFL. If they're going to take like soap in if everyone loses their money, they do the soap in a sock
and beat them up. No, they're all friends now. That's the problem. They all like go on each other's yachts in the offseason. So. But I do like the fact that the NFL is forcing their hand by being like, it's your problem now.
Yeah.
And everyone's losing their money.
I feel like they'll get sued. They'll be like, you can't make us. What's
it going to do? You can't make them do it.
I feel like it's, listen, I think everyone should get vaccinated. I don't think you can force someone to.
Every industry is going to, it's a
private industry, it's a sort of. But
you're going to have either Cuomo's going to say all the teachers have to be vaccinated or someone, all the fire and policemen, someone's going to mandate it has to be that way. And then it's just going to be boom, 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 boom.
My thing is like, and I hate to, I'm going to change the subject.
All right.
This is like off air stuff. It's such a fucking hatch. I changed the subject on Rogan's. I tell you that.
He was I haven't talking seen about it yet. COVID,
and I was like, hey, dude, can we not? So I'm doing it to this podcast too. We're not. I get it, listeners. It's a fucking played out subject. you do it even in conversation. I have this joke about it now. I'll just ruin it anyway. It's how politics and COVID change the fucking subject. It's so boring.
Yeah.
So here's how you do it. I've been doing it for years. People are like, can you believe Donald Trump did this? I don't care which side you're on, right? Can you believe Donald Trump did this? Or can you believe you just go, who's that? And they're like, Donald Trump, like, I don't really follow politics. And they might think you're joking, they might not. But then it's like, all right, well, this is lost on you. And then they'll just change.
All right.
Kick her ass. Thankfully, it didn't happen. Oh, so we're at the NFL. Yeah, I wonder what they'll do. They'll have to be like.
They're going to have to mandate it or something because.
Remember when Adrian Peterson was beating his kids?
Yeah.
And then they're like, other NFL players, like, can you believe us? And like, yeah. Half the NFL players are like, yeah,
we
it's
grew
part
up
of
in
our
the
culture.
South. Yeah.
Beat our kids.
Yeah. A lot of them did.
Yeah, they're like,
he's like, I've got 10 kids, and that's how I keep control of them.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
And
they didn't even get it.
There's a culture divide.
Yeah,
especially even in the NFL. Some of them, you know,
Southern and Northern. It's just like, yeah, you just grow up different. And you're asking us. Lewis has a joke, not a joke about it, a theory about it. Gomez,
because
he's Puerto Rican.
Ugh.
Yeah, agreed. Obviously. So he goes, catcalling was a big thing.
Yeah.
But he goes, you look at that original catcalling video with some girls like walking along, and she goes, everyone's up in arms about it until someone did the math, and they're like, it's 98%. It was like 49 out of 50 were blacks or Latinos, and only one or two whites. And like, oh, like, so you're not saying it's catcalling. You're saying minorities are catcalling.
A car call.
And they're like,
yeah.
Drop it. Just drop it. But he goes, what's happening is catcalling is part of the Latino culture in New York.
Okay.
Like, hey, mama, you're looking good. Yeah. And I've seen it to old ladies.
It's yeah.
Like, oh, you know, and then these white people come and gentrify our neighborhoods. And then
steal,
say, hey, you can't do that thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is our culture. Like, we don't want you to do that. It's like, that's not you. So they take away our neighborhoods and take away our culture.
Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, all the time you would always hear like Latino guys like yelling shit out and just like, you know, commenting from the side about all women, big women, little women, didn't matter.
Yeah, it's just the thing.
Yeah.
And then white women are like, play by our rules. White women suck.
White women suck. I only know one.
Oh, yeah.
I'm married to one, and bad. I just have to make her happy. The rest of them I don't care about.
There was something I was going to tell you yesterday. I can't remember, but it reminded me when it's like this Adrian Peterson thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay, we're almost done. Thankfully, it didn't happen. Everyone left to go enjoy their weekend. The rest of our weekend was spent doing physical training, and soon we're all demoted to right call. Damn, because of them.
Oh, got demoted.
And had to work 16-hour days due to having to perform extra duty. And we're all mandated to complete the Army Substance Abuse Program.
What?
That's one, like, I would be mad at you, but it's like, dude, we're all doing the same shit. You just got caught. It's cool nobody beat him up.
Yeah, I'm glad no one beat him up. Usually, that guy's, like, the guy that said, alluded to the fact or hinted at, that guy usually knows who he's talking. There's usually like five or six people that's like, oh, he's talking to us. We got to go beat this fucking kid up.
Eddie Bravo did one of those. So
beat up people?
No. So there were some guys who went in jiu-jitsu too hard and you get injured. Like, you go for if you go for an ankle lock, the difference between fine and it's like an arm, you get this far. An ankle, it's like that much. It's just a touch. So it's like, dude, if you got it and you sunk it in and they're not going anywhere, you go real light. Some guys would push hard and it's like, dude, you're breaking people's ankles. They're not going to be able to train for like months because of this, you know? Arm bars like yanking. It's like, get it separated and slow down. We're just fucking rolling. Yeah. We're not, this isn't a game. This, you know, this isn't a real competition. This is just like training. So if they go too hard, you know, he'd switch up stuff. Sometimes so I was new. He would go like, all right, why don't you go with Salami? This guy Salami or Brent or these other guys. I'm like, they're good at like explaining. He would pair people up intentionally. He would go to Tate. They go, hey, Tate, can you roll with this guy? Why don't you roll with Tate for a second? And then give him the look. And he was like, injure him back a little bit. That was the look. Injure him back. Let him know this is not allowed.
Wow.
You're going too hard. Yeah. And this is what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the manager telling him, like, you got to throw at this guy.
Yeah.
Our team wants you to throw at this guy. You got to do it. Well, that's good.
Yeah. After that, if we drank, we would lock ourselves in our barracks, or in our barracks room, and lay low. AOC's right tit. Wow. Good fucking story, dude.
Nice job.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's a lot of fucking punishment for something that should not be.
Good story. Well, he'll know when he listens to this. I'll delete it. Damn, interesting. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, a good one, dude.
Yeah, nice job.
Thanks. I mean, that didn't really go anywhere great.
The story?
I was hoping he would get beat up.
Well, or at least... like hazed a little bit.
Yeah, hazed something.
But that's, again, it's a
good. This is one of those.
I think it's where, everyone like, yeah, we yeah, all do this. You got caught. You got busted. Yeah.
This is one of those where if it's like, let's say it's a Bert story or, you know, other people that have been known to exaggerate things where it's like, I'd like you to exaggerate.
Yeah.
People ask me sometimes after a DS story, it's like, did that really happen? And I'm like, dude, you're concentrating on the wrong thing.
Does it matter?
You're busy focused on if it happened. Just, you should just be laughing.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
Let yourself go. And just enjoy
that Dom Irera joke. It's like, true story. It's like, can you make up something that's funny?
Funny. How about funny story?
How about not just so something true? That you made up that's funny? Yeah.
So at this point, dude, okay, not for these purposes.
No, this is great.
Thing.
You guys are not supposed to do
but
that.
But if you're telling this to your friends, now at this point, you're like, oh, we got beat up good. Like, that's when an exaggeration is good because otherwise it leaves people with an unsettling feeling of...
of unfulfillment of, at the end.
Incompletion. Like, it's unsettling.
So I wish he was raped at the end.
If he got raped, it would be end. A great one.
Yes.
Oh.
And then we'd have a, like, you would know who the bad guys and the good guys
you
were.
You would know, yeah, the Presidio.
Better about the end. I mean, I'm not, again, but condoning. I just know the military's known to do stuff like
the military
that.
Military is known. That scares me. That's why I'm not joining the military now. Those Marines who rape the other Marines.
My father-in-law was asking me the other day, he's like, well, capital gains tax, you don't have to pay this. I go, let me explain something to you. I'm deathly afraid of going to jail. Yeah. So I pay whatever they tell me to pay.
I just make sure, yeah.
That's it. I don't want to go to jail. I don't even want them asking me anything. So
do
I
you
just,
think there's rape in the tax crime jail?
I would assume that-
Do they put you with norm criminals?
I would assume that I would be probably put with the worst of the worst under most circumstances because you got to feed them some fish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like you can't just let them- fight each other like once in a while.
I'm a
you
big
have
man
to throw
I'm Debo
them.
In jail I'm looking to rape wardens get me some fucking
like,
rapeables.
I'm gonna keep raping this guy over here but he's fighting me every time like get me some people that are easy rapes
yeah.
So
it,
I can
it
like,
can't be all Debos then who
yes,
are you gonna like
because and so you know
it's gotta be some Ty Rivera's
you're and I yes you're gonna have some yeah. some fish being thrown in there. I feel like I would be in that group of like look here's some people went to fucking camp, you know, corporate camp playing tennis, and you got sent to Leavenworth, dude.
Remember that theory that just beats yourself up so you look ugly when you go in? Which, you know?
Yes. But it's what like, was that 25th hour of that movie, right?
But, like, what happens with your heel and you look good again? You're still
I know. I'm not going to be here for 10 days.
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I knew him then, though. I
yeah,
can't get
you
out of
should
my
have
head.
Seen him when he first got here. He was an uggo. Now he looks like fucking George Clooney.
Well, guys, that's been another exciting episode of
Ask Ari, right? Is that what it's called?
No, that wasn't an Ask Ari. That was Arresting Content.
Oh, okay.
Arresting Content. The Whites Only Vineyard, we're calling it. I can see already there's going to be like bottles of wine.
Bottles of wine, vineyard, like plants behind us and stuff like that.
The Mulatto Rosé, and then there was the White Privilege White, the Whites Only, from Whites Only Vineyard.
From Whites Only Vineyard, yeah. And like we'll have a special day for the rosé, and it's not on the menu at all times. It's allowed like for certain occasions, and then it's got to be gone. It's too dark.
Too dark.
Too dark.
And no orange wine either.
All right, I got to eat. God damn it, dude.
Thanks, everybody. Tune into my Patreon, patreon.com/AriShafir, to get all these all the time. Patreon.com/AriShafir. Many other episodes. I did one with Sal recently, Chris O'Connor, Justin Silver. We did Justin with Love and Sex Advice. Patreon.com/AriShafir. Thank you, Steve Renazzisi. Tune into his podcast. What's the odds, Steve? What's the odds?
Yeah. What's the odds, Steve Renazzisi?
With Steve Renazzisi. Guys, let's go eat. Episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I've been wading water for an hour and 20 minutes while that episode was shot. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. If you liked it, please follow Steve on social media. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh fuck. Oh. And me. Don't forget, next week, no episode. It's just going to be on AriShafir.com. No, I'm sorry, on YouTube.com/AriShafir. It's going to be my special passive-aggressive shot at the Knitting Factory in New York, New York, Brooklyn, New York, Williamsburg, New York, in 2012, December 2012. You know, outsider, not for any network. But tell me what you think. For sure, my hair is considerably different than it is now. I also had glasses back then before LASIK eye surgery. It's quickly wearing off.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I've gained like fucking 8 pounds at Renazzisi's house. It's that Italian food, dude. And the nonstop snacks. Oh, my God. Dude, I saw a guy getting fucking fully Narcammed in the park. It was great. It was fucking convulsing. Narcan popped up. Those fucking, those park ladies, the groundskeepers, they're fucking angry. They were going after hard. They were going after some lady who was shooting up in the bathroom. She's like, this kid's here. You should be ashamed of yourself. She goes, I wasn't doing nothing. She goes, oh, then why is there fucking bloody toilet paper everywhere? Why are there fucking broken needles everywhere? Are you fucking, you should be ashamed. You should be. It's like, dude, she's a fucking heroin addict. Shame ain't part of the game. Oh, my God. Well, that's the episode. What'd you guys think? So that kind of shit is on my Patreon all the time. That's mostly what I do on there. Me and a buddy, or me alone. I'll answer questions that you guys submit on Patreon. All sorts of stuff. For the general mail, for the sex and dating advice, it could be like, hey, here's a question in general. Could be like, here's what happened to me. Keep it. God, it, some of these, way, way too long. And, oh, fuck. And what was I going to say? I got to start doing more yoga with Aries. Those are coming back. I don't know when, but those are coming back. So, yeah, generally that's what I do on my Patreon. So submit questions. Submit just topics in general. What did you think of Nick Cannon getting fired? Or what's your feelings on whatever? Would you rather have a clit-sized dick or a dick-sized clit? Shit like that. No, there was some other question. Or dick-sized nipples or clit-sized dick. Something like that. Or nipple-sized dick. Whatever. Anything, you guys. Throw it on there. All the patrons. Patreon.com/Ari Shaffir. That's the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm enjoying these fun-only ones. Sometimes my podcast gets a little too serious. So, as you can see, it's fun to just fucking make it ridiculous. Again, my dates, check it out at AriShaffir.com. Get tickets right now. The next one will be Providence. Might be sold out already. 29th, 30th, and 31st of July. August 29th. Oh, every Tuesday I do The Stand Comedy Club. Ari Shaffir and Friends. Till the end of August, then I think that show's over. Surprise guests every week. Last week was Big J. No, not Big J. Okerson. Joe List. Kayla Palufo. The week before that was Big J and forget who else. The week before that was David Tell. Guys, they're great lineups and it's a fun crowd. I keep coming every week too. I'm mostly doing crowd work and just letting people hit me with like, what's in the news? Because I don't read the news. So I'm just like, what's in the news? You tell me and I'll try to riff off it. Last week it was all about Cuba, China encroaching on Taiwan. Dude, if you're fucking Japan, that's what it was. Japan encroaching Taiwan. And they say like, if China attacks Japan, Taiwan, we're going to attack China. And it's like, Japan, are you nuts? China's just like, do you know we just got done doing to the world? You don't think we can just develop one fucking virus that only attacks seaweed salad and crush your whole goddamn economy? Pittsburgh with Big J. Okerson, co-headlining gig. We're doing that, and we're doing Miami September 30th and October 1st and 2nd. Me and Big J, a couple shows, friends and fucking co-headlining shows. So, but Pittsburgh, August 29th. Nashville, 9/11 weekend, the Jews' greatest victory. Tacoma and Spokane in September. Tampa and Orlando in November. That Miami gig is in September, first week of October. Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and then next year is Cleveland and Denver. I'm going to try to go do some skiing, buddy. That's it. I know I'm forgetting something. Check out AriShaffir.com or podcastmerch.com/Ari for Shroomfest shirts and for all the other tour shirts. That's it, you guys. What do you think? Join up, patreon.com. Throw some fucking shit in there. Throw some questions in there. And get the bonus episode every week. 3 weeks, 3 times a month. Let's be honest. That's it. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kissing spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time. And I will give to you summer wine. summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Mm, summer wine.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer wine. Oh, summer.